Our guest today is actor John C. Reilly, who stars in the new Judd Apatow send-up of music biopics Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. Reilly plays Dewey, a clueless hunk of mediocre talent who nonetheless has a career spanning many musical genres, which makes for the delicious parodies on the album's soundtracks, many of which we will hear played live by John and his band today. We talked with John as he finished promoting the film, which included touring with a band and performing live as Dewey Cox, which he will do for us in just a bit. I asked him which was actually harder, acting like a rock star or actually going out on tour.
It's tougher on your body being on tour, I'll tell you that. I've gone through a few illnesses and a couple bouts that were only cured with Pedialyte. But it's been a joy to be on the road with these guys, man. It's been such a glorious rock star fantasy come true. You know, they both have their tribulations, both jobs, but I think I'll stick with acting.
Were you ever in a band as a when you were in?
Oh yeah, I've had a bunch of bands over the years. My first band as a kid was called Shark Fighter, and that was we did mostly covers like Rolling Stone songs and AC/DC songs. We just thought it sounded tough. Anyone brave enough to fight a shark, that was a cool person in our book. Yeah, and then over the years, a lot of different bands in New York and Los Angeles. I had a blues band for a while, but right now this is my band.
Did the Hardwalkers, or actually when you got set to do the music for the movie, I understand the character kind of had to change a little bit because of your vocal range?
Yeah, it got better. I think the whole movie and the whole character changed as we got, into making the music because, they came up with the idea on the page for what this guy would be, and it was originally supposed to be a little more of a jaded kind of country rock badass like Waylon Jennings or something. And then we got into the studio and I was like, guys, I can sing really high and I can do that stuff, like that low, Johnny Cash sounding stuff, but I can also sing pretty high. So, and then it just, as we got into the recording of the songs, like every time we'd make a decision about the songs or the lyrics, it was making a decision about the character and the movie and where he was at and where his head was at as a songwriter and as a performer throughout all these different ages that we go through in the movie. So the whole thing just morphed as we were in that recording studio for about 6 months there. We recorded something like 40 original songs during that recording stage, and then by the time we started shooting the movie, we felt like we'd all been thinking about this character and what happened with his life for quite a while.
Now you got a lot of credit, songwriting credit on it. What parts did you work on?
It was different with every song, like pretty much every song that came in, I would sort of tweak the lyrics a little bit if I thought it could be funnier in a place or I just wanted it to reflect the character's point of view more. In some cases, I would pitch an idea to the songwriters. I'm here, one of my guys in my band, Mike Viola, here to my right. Mike is a brilliant songwriter, and he and Dan Byrne wrote some of the best numbers in the movie, and we had Marshall Crenshaw and Charlie Wadhams and Benji Hughes. And that was a really cool thing about all the songwriters involved, was they were really, really easygoing about their egos as songwriters, allowing me into their process and letting me have the credit where I did change things or whatever. But it took this enormous group of people to pull this movie off. And I look back and to think like that 40 original songs got written over the course of 6 months. It's like, that's just staggering to me. And I couldn't even have written one good song in 6 months by myself,
Our guest is John C. Reilly. We're talking about Walk Hard. And if you've seen the film, you know that stylistically the music goes, follows him throughout his career. It goes all over the place. But do you want to start off with one of the actually more badass songs, Guilty as Charged?
Yeah, this song is, this was written by a guy named Charlie Wadhams, who lives out there in Los Angeles. And it describes the period in Dewey's life when his first wife has left him. And he's falling into all the pitfalls of fame and wine, women, and song. And this sort of reflects his state of mind at the time. Good morning, Your Honor. May I approach the bench? give a damn what anyone thinks. I stay up all night and I smoke and I drink. I'm a wanted man and I'm blowing town. Don't waste your time trying to hunt me down. The cops are saying I belong behind bars, and I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. I ain't never lost a fight in my life. I'll send you home crying to your fat and ugly wife. If you don't believe me when I tell you this, let me introduce you to my rock hard fist. If you're accusing me of living too hard, well, I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. I ain't asking God to forgive my sins. Take a good look and he'll know where I've been. I'm dancing with the devil every night and every day. People pay attention to the things that I say. Hey, I don't need anybody's help to rise above it. If you don't like the way I'm living, buddy, why don't you shove it? When you feel the ground shaking underneath your feet, that's yours truly walking down the street. Come a little closer, girl, I'll show you my scars. And I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. If you're saying my love is too large, well, I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty as charged.
A lot of people listening to the World Cafe right now are probably saying, wow, yeah, that really was him singing. That's Dewey Cox and the Hard Walkers, and John C. Reilly is our guest. Of course, he is Dewey in the film. And John, nobody takes more critical lambasting than actors who turn musicians, but this is like perfect.
Well, musicians like, who try to act get a good whooping as well, but you can't blame people for trying. Why would you want to stifle someone's creative impulses? Everyone's got to try everything once, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, of all this music in the film, what comes closest to what you, John C. Reilly, personally is into?
You know, that's one of those questions, like when people ask me, like, what are you really like? I like this character. What are you really like? And the truth is, I don't really know who's in there. And I don't know who's at the bottom of the well in this body. So in terms of my musical taste, it's the same way. I mean, I really love all the influences that we, you know, resourced on this movie, from, you know, Elvis Presley to Buddy Holly to Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, and, you know, Don McLean, Bob Dylan, Brian Wilson. Like, I'm really all over the map musically. I grew up doing musicals, stage musicals as a kid, and then got really into the blues when I was in college, when I taught myself how to play the guitar. There's very little music that I've come across in my life that I haven't liked, you know, in one way or another.
For folks who haven't seen Walk Hard, maybe set up how Dewey comes to have a hit with that song.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing about the movie is there are so many of these trademark scenes that happen in all these musical biopics. It's almost crazy when you consider, like, Ray Charles' life and Johnny Cash's life. According to the movie, the movies about them, they're almost the same life, or at least a lot of the same story beats are there. And then we started to look at all these different biopics and we realized, man, there's these recurring things. And either it's just crazy that musicians all have very similar lives, or these movies and the mythic arc of, you know, rags to riches to ruin to redemption is just a classic story thing. And so Walk Hard is, you know, my character sings at the local talent show when I'm 14 years old. that leads me to have to leave my small town in Springbury, Alabama, and then I, you know, move to the big city, and I try to get my first recording gig, and, you know, similar to that scene that they have in Walk the Line where Johnny Cash tries to impress the record producer with a gospel song, and the guy's just not feeling it, and says, "This is no way. You got to just give it up, kid." And then he says, "Let me sing one of my original songs, and I think you might like it." And so that was our Walk Hard moment in the movie. And this song was written by Marshall Crenshaw. It's the only song that he wrote for the movie, and he sent it in. I think he lives in Woodstock, New York. Is that right? He sent it in to us, and it just arrived. This whole piece of it didn't even we messed with the words a little bit, but as a song, it was like, oh my God, this guy just tossed us the title track of the movie, and just without any real, you know, one-on-one interaction, you know, we sort of sent him the script, and this is what he came up with, and it became the anthem of the movie.
And here it is.
Tell me, slow down, Dewey. Don't walk so hard. And I used to tell them, life's a race, and I'm in it to win it. And I'll walk as damn hard as I please. How do I walk, boys? When I meet my maker on my dying day, in the eye, and by God I'll say, I gave my word and my word was good. I took it in the face and I walked as hard as I could. Walk hard,
hard.
Walk hard,
hard.
Walk hard.
Ladies and gentlemen,
wow. Advice for life
and the Hard Walkers. John C. Reilly is our guest today, and we're hearing music from the soundtrack of the film Walk Hard. And this band is truly amazing. John, who's playing with you?
Well, these are some of the finest musicians in Los Angeles and New York. Some of these guys played on some of the tracks, and some of them were in this kind of rehearsal band that I had during the filming of the movie, where we'd kind of meet on the weekends and sort of like rock star camp for me, getting used to being the front man on the mic and having to sing so much of this material. But yeah, I'm really honored to be playing with Mike Viola on guitar and vocals. Also, we have Mr. Josh Schwartz on guitar, lead guitar. Mr. Joe Carnes on bass, Mr. Joe Kennedy on keyboards, and Mr. Mike Green on drums.
Now, are there songs, you mentioned that all the 40 songs, and you had to learn a lot of them. Are there some that are not on the soundtrack? Is there, that you all do live?
We do some in concert that are not in the movie. We do some covers, certainly, that are not in the movie. This song, which we'd like to do for you now, is in the movie, but I don't perform it in the movie. It's a song that I wrote ostensibly during the 1970s, or Dewey wrote during the 1970s, and it's all about where his life is at that point. You know, everyone keeps telling him, "Oh, you got it made. You know, you're living in Malibu. You got, you know, gold records on the wall, and just cocaine and women everywhere, and all this, you know, all the high life." And what they don't know is that inside, it's another story.
Like a king upon the throne, I sit here all alone. Limousines and pesto, call room service presto, cognac and Cubans, very nice. Steak tartare with remoulade, leather jumpsuits tailor-made, but I'm on the inside. Oh, I'm weeping on the inside. Maybe you could shed a tear for me. First class cabin, mile high, duty free, so much to buy. Young Moroccan virgins, pretty nice. Caribou on salad greens, racing cars with Steve McQueen, but I'm weeping on the inside. Baby, I'm weeping on the inside. Maybe you should shed a tear for me. Just a suggestion.
Dewey Cox and the Hard Walkers. John C. Reilly. You know, what's so strange about this is it's so hard to figure. I mean, is Dewey like just guileless or just totally unaware? I mean, it's just.
it's a fine line between guileless and totally unaware, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's probably the same thing.
I think, you know, he's a pretty naive guy, and he sees what he wants to see. You know, he creates his own reality. But I also think, like, the whole cyclical, crazy thing that happens between an audience and a rock star is sort of this self-propagating narcissism machine, you know. Like, I think he doesn't think about what other people feel because he doesn't have to. All anyone ever wants to talk to him about is what he feels and what he wants. So that was one of the great joys of playing this character, I have to say, was the complete lack of humility and shame and humbleness and modesty, which are all things that I really try to, you know, keep in my life. You know, it's, you know, coming from Chicago and where I'm from, I'm really try to be as down to earth as I can, you know, given the kind of world I live in sometimes in the film world. And it was just a gas getting to be someone who just does not give a crap about anyone else in the world except himself. And then to have him come around by the end. He actually does. He sees the larger truths of life by the end of the movie, too. So that was satisfying, too.
Have you or the other producers, Judd Apatow and Jake Kasdan, have had any response from any of the folks who made the other biopics we've had recently, like Walk the Line or Ray?
No, I mean, we got no beef with those guys. I hope they enjoyed the movie. I have a feeling they will, just because, you know, once you've lived through a biopic and everything it requires, like, you can't help but have a laugh at, you know, some of the things. And, you know, that was one of the things that we were concerned with as we went along, was not so much with the filmmakers of these other biopics, but with the people themselves, like Johnny Cash and Ray Charles and their families. Like, we never set out to offend any one of these musicians or, you know, make light of their lives in any way, you know, because, like I told you before, everyone involved with the movie is just you know, they're huge music fans, and we worship all those guys as much as anyone else. We just wanted to have some fun with that whole myth-making process that happens to musicians, and also the inherent ridiculousness of squeezing an entire lifetime into 90 minutes. You know, it's almost like a recipe for comedy. You just cook it down long enough, and things become funny by contrast, you know?
Absolutely. John C. Reilly, thank you so much for talking with us, and especially thank you for singing live. It sounded great.
Oh, thank you, Dave. My pleasure.
John C. Reilly, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.